ahead.
Hi, good morning. Is Lillian available?
Yes, you're speaking.
Okay, my name is Mary from the Tax Relief Center. How are you today, Lillian?
I'm fine. Who are you?
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, well, as I mentioned, my name is Mary, and the reason of my call is because a federal tax lien has been filed against you. Were you aware of that?
I am not aware of something. I'm pretty fairly sharp yet. What are you talking about?
Oh, so you don't owe to the IRS?
Pardon?
You don't owe to the IRS? You don't have any debt for them?
I don't know what the IRS is doing. I probably do. I'll tell you why. Because I've called and asked many times to get a number. And I got my taxes figured for last year. I sent them a check with my name and social number, but they would not accept my last year. Now, not, well, actually, let's see, 22. They would not accept the report, but they never sent my check back. So that was true. I told them, I said, I have to have a number because I have had an identity problem and I ended up having to have a number from Ohio and a number from the IRS every year. And this year, they don't bother. And my taxes are sitting here and I haven't had them done because I don't drive now. And I have to find a day when I can go up and get them done and my son is here to drive me. They won't send me an ID number to go on so they will accept my taxes. And I did pay my property tax in August and that drained my funds, you know, but, what happened? Now I have to get this year's taxes figured and, pretty quick here. And, they have never bothered to send me a number. And I can ask and ask and ask. And, but the file is here. And, I probably owe money for this year. And I also, for anything previous, I upped I'm sorry, I gotta get a drink, honey. Anything from the, that I might have owed from before, anyway, I upped the tax deduction from my pension to help cover anything that was there from before. I have no idea where I stand with the IRS. So, now, are you from the IRS?
I'm sorry? No, the tax specialists are the ones. It's for the ones that they will be helping you with any reduction or to eliminate the debt. Because the ones that we have in here, it's for the amount of $12,969. That was for the county in St. Lucie. Do you remember if that was the same amount?
Oh, St. Lucie County in Florida? I paid all my taxes down there. I should know of them anything. And I have not been around in Florida, since 2009.
Okay, so this one, it was supposed to be already paid off. Let me check right here. The date is, it's state of Ohio. But that was the one.
And what about Ohio?
Right.
I don't have, and I'm not owing Ohio anything, I don't believe, because what year?
This one is for 2022.
Okay. I thought that was all taken care of, 22. That's the one that the federal tax, they won't accept it because they didn't send me a number.
Oh, yeah, I see that. So that's why it's showing up right here. And still they haven't sent anything, right?
No. They are terrible about communicating. And I don't know, we used to have here in Youngstown, we used to have a tax office, an IRS office, and I don't know whether it still exists now or not. I haven't, the last time I was around that office was way back in 78 or somewhere in that neighborhood when they claimed that we owed all these taxes, and then when everything shook out, they actually, we had been in school, we had been on sabbatical, we had been in Europe doing research, and we could have had deducted, I forget how much it was now, a day just for the food and the expenses. And they didn't like the film, the cost of the film. Well, I'm sorry, but we were researching the old churches that were 1,000 years old, and you can't do very much research if you're not doing the photographs and the up close stuff on the rotting stones and so forth. Anyway, basically it turned out that the chemicals in the air were causing these 1,000-year-old stones to disintegrate and rot. And what they're having to do is they brace and then they pull the stones out, the big ones, and sometimes they're 2 or 3 meters, you know, and plus the depth and plus the thickness and everything, and then they pull those out, they put a false back in there, and then they put a false front in front of this, and they the church then is as stable as it was before, but it doesn't have the original stone. And it's very, very interesting. I could spend a lot of time talking to you about it. And but you know the big church at one at Constance, they did brick behind the facade on that and put that back. Then in Munich they did that. They were